most of my photographs are 32 by 40. They're large black and white prints. And when the cancer set in and it became hard for her, it became hard for me to function in the darkroom, I started taking smaller 8 by 10 prints and stitching on them because I had gone with her to the doctor and I was so intrigued with what internal organs and stuff looked like. But interestingly enough, I did this piece first, and I don't know that I was thinking about the internal organs, but after I finished it, I tried to do something with the head, and I didn't like how it looked, so I cut it all up. But anyway, after I finished it, I kind of looked at it one day, and I thought, oh my gosh, I wasn't doing this as an intentional piece, but in fact, it felt to me like that was how I felt. It was like I was in the flames, and my head was blowing apart, you know, on some level. I mean, obviously I was fine and we got along great and, you know, everything was good, but I like that a lot. That piece is kind of weird. I mean, the photograph quits there, but it all works to me together. But the cells also, here again, it came from, okay, I was looking at internal organs and how they go, but then the cellular level. I have a son that teaches at FSU and he studies the DNA of corn plants. And the whole set, we did a show together one time where I had to keep alive mutant corn plants of his and some of his images of his corn growing in the fields and with my cells. So, but the whole cellular level of things, I just think is pretty interesting. So I research cells.